Today, we continue with lesson number 11 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. And we continue in the third perek, the third and fourth Mishnayos, Perek Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel, Hikdisha Isosa Ad Shelo Gilgalo. Suppose, and notice it's in the feminine because most often it's the woman who does the baking of the bread and the hafrosh haschala. It's one of her mitzvot. So if before the Gilgal, it's just flour or flour and water, but it has not been rolled into dough, she donates it to Hegdish. She says, I'm giving this to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Holy Temple's fund. She renders it Hegdish. So she's rendered flour and water Hegdish, which are not yet obligated in the challah. Ufida also. And then she redeems it in the same state. Still not chayiv in challah. And she redeems it. She says, you know what? It's $5 worth of flour and water. I will give $5 to Hegdish. Let them use it for what they will. And now the flour and water is mine again. That's known as pidyon, redemption. Chayevis. She has to give challah from this dough because the dough did not reach the point of chiyuv challah, of gilgal, until during the time that it was under the control of Hegdish. It became megulgal, it became actual dough and chayiv and challah only after pidyon, when it was no longer Hegdish. Misha gilgala, suppose she has dough, which she has already rolled the flour and water into dough. So there now is an obligation of challah. And at that point, before she gives the challah, before she's mafrish the challah, she donates it to Hegdish. And then again, before she is mafrish challah, she redeems it from Hegdish, ufedoato, chayeves. It's also obligated in challah because the Gilgal occurred before it became Hegdish. The Gilgal occurred in the Rishus of the woman who is not Hegdish, who is Hedyot. However, Hikdisha to Ad Shelo Gilgalo. Suppose she just has flour and water. It's not yet dough. And she donates it to Hegdish. And Hegdish takes over the flour and water. And Hegdish's agent, the Gizbar, Gizbar is a title for the agent of Hegdish, takes this flour and water. And it is now Hegdish. It belongs to Hegdish. It belongs to the Beis Hamikdash's fund. And he rolls it into dough, the Gilgalo HaGizbar. So the Gilgal has occurred biyad Hegdish, in the hands of the agent of Hegdish. And therefore it has reached the Chiyuv Chala when it belongs to Hegdish. And the Pasuk says, Reishis Ariso Seichem, that you have to give challah from your dough, and Chazal Darshan your dough, but not the dough of Hegdish. So then, even though V'yachakach Pedato, even though later the original woman who owned it redeems it from Hegdish, Petura, it's exempt from challah. Shebishas Chovoso Hoisa Petura. At the moment it became obligated in challah, it was under the domain of Hegdish, and therefore it's potter from challah. Mishnah Dalet is exactly the same halacha, but not with reference to challah, but rather with reference to ma'asros. Now you know that grain or fruits or vegetables which are obligated to be tithed are only obligated to be tithed when they reach a certain stage in their development, known as Onas HaMa'asros, the time or the season of they're becoming obligated to be tithed. So, Kiyotzibo, similar halacha as in Mishnah Gimel. HaMaktish Peirosov Ad Shelo Ba'oli Onas HaMa'asros. Suppose a person donated his fruits, his vegetables, to Hegdish before they reached the stage where they were obligated in Ma'asros, Ufidon, and he redeemed them also before that stage was reached. Chayovin, because now he was poda them, he redeemed them. Then they grow to the point of onas amasros. So when do they become chayiv? in the reshus of the original farmer. So therefore, he's chayev to give the maestros, to give the tithes. Umishibolim onas hamaestros. Suppose he has fruits and vegetables which are fully grown, and they've already passed the stage of being obligated in maestros. So they are obligated in maestros. And he donates them to Hegdish. Ufedon, and then redeems them. Chayovin, because when did they reach onas hamaestros? They reached onas hamaestros in the control of the original owner. He didn't donate it to Hegdish until after they reached the onas hamaestros. However, hikdishon ad shelo nigmaru. Suppose he has fruits or vegetables which have grown only partly, and he donates it to Hegdish, and the agent of Hegdish, the gizbor, continues to water and nourish the plants, the trees, the vegetables, until they reach the stage of onas hamaestros. Ugemoron hagizbor, v'yachakach pidaon, and then the original farmer comes and redeems it from the gizbor, from Hegdish. Piturin, so these peros are exempt from maasros. Shebeshas chavoson hayu piturin. When did they become obligated in maasros? When they reached the stage of growth called onas hamaasros. And that happened when they were in the domain of Hegdish, when the gizbar was tending to them. And therefore, potter, because Hegdish is potter from maasros. And so we have finished lesson 11.